Well, it wasn't the happiest of Friday afternoons, unfortunately, for Aussie shares. The ASX 200 down by 33.5 points, or 0.5%, and that means, unfortunately, we closed back below that key and important resistance level of 6,200 points. So wrapped up the day at 6,176. I think what happened today was that investors took advantage of the recent gains we've had on the market, bit of profit taking, taking money off the table. And you've got to consider as well, this was just the third decline of the month so far for Aussie shares. We rose more than 1% this week, and we're still up more than 6%, quite remarkably, over the course of October so far. But this afternoon, enthusiasm faded. It really did from around noon onwards, where the market fell back. Almost all sectors were down. Westpac was the worst of the banks, down 0.6%. Rio Tinto received attention in the mining space after a quarterly update that wasn't too bad, but it basically showed that iron ore production and sales were down about 5% over the past 3 months. So it's not selling as much to China. Blame that partly on maintenance work it had to carry out. Coal mine in New Hope was another big underperformer. It was the case earlier in the day as well, but it finished in the red by about 3.3%. And basically over the next month or so, it is going to kick off some massive voluntary redundancies in an effort basically to bring down cost. Now, the one-way travel bubble between New Zealand and Australia, in particular New South Wales and Northern Territory, kicked off today at around lunch. Now, this is a one-way travel bubble, so it didn't seem to really help our travel stocks this afternoon. At least Qantas, Sydney Airport, Webjet, Flight Centre all fell back. Now, the big winner today was a newcomer to the market, made its debut today. Aussie Broadband is the name of the stock, and the code is ABB. Now, it rose 96%. So, market's obviously quite pleased with its debut on the market. Still quite small, obviously, compared to the larger players like Telstra and TPG, but it has been growing aggressively in the past few years. It was it had 25,000 members 3 years ago. Now, it has about 250,000. And now, tonight, futures pointing to a slightly softer start in the US. We'll be busy on the economic front as well, with figures on retail spending, consumer confidence and production. We've got profit results as well from Bank of New York Mellon and State Street. Next week will be busy. Monday will be probably one of the big days of the week, because we've got, it will be the busiest day of the week actually for updates on China's economy. So that will receive plenty of attention. We've got Microsoft and Netflix out with profit results, dozens of AGMs and quarterly updates, and the Aussie dollar down to 70.7 US cents. Enjoy the weekend and we'll chat next week.